While surfing through what Netflix has to offer, have you noticed a lack of Australian content? The Make It Australian campaign has the support of many major Aussie media organisations, such as the Media Entertainment Arts Alliance, along with many actors and directors who want Netflix to follow in the footsteps of other nations in Europe and Canada who invest in telling their own stories. Kevin Suarez spoke with Kingston Anderson, CEO of the Australian Directors Guild, and asked him what led to the start of the Make It Australian campaign.
It's clear it's an important policy issue for our entire industry. So as our four guilds represent the people who make the film and television for Australians, it's an important issue that we have to tackle. The new players in the industry basically have responsibilities. I mean, all we're talking about is even in the playing field. Because at the moment, what you've got a situation where the free-to-air networks and the cable stations all have responsibilities to provide Australian content under the regulations that the government's laid down. Now, at the moment, companies like Stan and Netflix and AMC or anyone else who comes into the market on a streaming device has no obligations at all. The other thing, too, is it's important that we ensure that the future will be on SVOD. I mean, eventually, I would suggest that the free-to-air networks and that, they'll all move to the online world. So we need to have regulation that is ahead of the game, not behind the game. And our colleagues in Europe have done this, and our colleagues in Canada have done this, and every other jurisdiction is looking at it as well.
Have you taken any sort of direct inspirations from what they have done to ensure that Netflix and other online websites are meeting quotas?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Europeans are probably the most advanced. They've got a 30% quota on Netflix and players such as that, and they also have just passed the Creators Directive, which really puts back into the hands of the creators control of their own work online. So those two things together mean that, you know, we have a better system in Europe. I think they're always the leaders in this. They're always ahead of the game, as far as I'm concerned, because they think about the people creating the work and they think about the culture of their countries.
Why haven't streaming services such as Netflix been as receptive to promoting Australian content or creating Australian content?
Because they're a global company. Why don't we have a car industry in Australia anymore? Well, because it's uneconomic to make cars here and we can buy them cheaper from Korea and Japan and America and whatever. That's fine. I think that's the way the world's going. You can't do that in screen content because basically Australians are the only one that tell Australian stories. So you can't buy them from offshore. And as a result, what Netflix broadcasts in Australia is 1.6% Australian content. So they're not thinking about Australians. What they're thinking about is their world market. And we're a very small proportion of that world, even though they take hundreds of millions of dollars out of this country every year.
And what is the expected outcome if websites like Netflix have a quota to create Australian content?
If they do that, then we'll see a large increase. I'll give you an idea. So they're taking between $500 and $600 million a year out of the country in revenue. If it was a quota system, I'm not saying it will be. If you put a 10% of that must be spent, like Foxtel, 10% of that must be spent on Australian content, that's between $40 and $60 million. That's more money than Screen Australia put into Australian production every year. So you can see it would have a major impact. And that's just Netflix. I haven't talked about Stan. And then, of course, the real players that are going to come into the market, the two monsters, the two ones that are going to give Netflix a real run for their money are Disney, simply because the depth of library that they have is extraordinary, and Apple. So, you know, we haven't seen the last of what's going to happen, and there'll be a shake-up because there hasn't really been a challenge to Netflix at the moment.
Kingston Anderson, CEO of the Australian Directors Guild, ending that report by Kevin Suarez. We contacted the Minister for Communications and the Arts, Paul Fletcher, who said the government is going to continue to explore their options.